Wow.
That is pretty powerful. I could feel the wind. It blew my pen on the floor. Can you tell me what we've got here on the desk?
So we've got two types of quadcopters. One of them is the size of the palm of your hand. It's actually the world's smallest drone. It weighs less than an egg. And these are kind of the safest things for people to fly because they're simply not heavy enough, strong enough, fast enough to do any damage. This big one can probably fly at about 30 miles an hour, maybe a bit faster. And basically, the bigger the drone, the more dangerous it theoretically can be. The things that are really popular are these multicopters, quadcopters, hexacopters. It's just referring to the number of blades. They're sort of 21st century helicopters, if you like. They're easy to fly. You can easily sling cameras underneath them and then hover in the air and take really cool videos of stuff. But one of the problems is that an engine failure is catastrophic. You completely lose control of this thing and it falls from the sky completely out of your control.
We're here with Ollie Chick, who is a software engineer at your company, and he is really up on scratch with all of the legal aspects of what you can and can't do when you buy a drone. So where would you start?
The most important thing is to look around and see if there's any people near you, any vehicles near you, or any buildings near you that you don't control. The law's actually very short. It's about a page long, so anyone getting a drone could download it and read it. Now, roughly what it says to do is you can't fly within 50 meters of any of these buildings or people or vehicles that aren't under your control. You also can't fly within 150 meters of any congested area or anyone coming to watch. So if you have a big group of people who have come to watch your drone display, you need to stay 150 metres away from them.
Why would people be irritated by drones flying over their homes?
I suppose there's a concern around why they're seeing this strange object in their garden or near them. There's concerns because a lot of drones have cameras strapped underneath them. It's the reason why people have bought them, so they can take cool videos of their house and houses that don't belong to them and so on. So I guess there's a privacy concern about people being worried that they're being filmed, and they do make a lot of noise, so it can be a bit annoying if this thing is buzzing around your garden and you don't want it buzzing around your garden. And there's a big part of it is people just not wanting something they don't fully understand or trust near them in the air.
Would you be allowed to fly a drone over a private property like a house?
Well, unless it's your house and your house is very secluded, you shouldn't be doing that. That's very illegal. So most of the time that you should fly drones, you need to go and find a remote field where there are no houses nearby.
And in a second, we're actually going to put this to the test, aren't we? Mm-hmm. We're going to find out in three different locations where it's safe to fly a drone and where not.
This is the balcony here at Queen's College, which at first glance you might think is a brilliant place to fly a drone. We have an entire balcony to ourselves. We're already nicely high up in the air. But if you look over this balcony and we take stock of what we have, that's about 25 metres in a straight line to those people punting. There's a guy there walking over a mathematical bridge. Again, he's only about 15 metres in a straight line from us. We're less than 50 metres from that road, less than 50 metres from that building. We're on the corner of this building. For just about every reason that I can think of, we're not even going to turn my controller on and power up the drone. There is no way that you should fly in this sort of environment. We're just way too close to all of these things. We need to go into the middle of a nice open park.
Should we go this way?
Well, I think this is all part of the debate, isn't it?
So this doesn't look like 50 metres to me.
Yeah, so
what
this
have we got?
Spot here, for example, we're still way too near this road here and this path. I mean, you stand in the middle of that patch of grass and you're 20 metres from the road, you're 20 metres from all these people sitting on benches and cycling along.
Do you think this field might be a bit safer to fly a drone?
Well, it's certainly one of the bigger open spaces that we can get to quickly, so we can have a quick look.
There's a couple of brown cows over there. Do you think there might be any rules or regulations when it comes to flying drones near animals?
I think you should take it just as seriously as people. I certainly wouldn't want to annoy a bull while flying a drone.
All we use is Google Maps, which gives you a satellite view so you can see exactly where you are. You can then also bring up a ruler and then just measure the distance between the points that you're worried about and where you are at the moment.
We've got plenty of space in both directions, hundreds of metres left and right of me right now. And then in front of me, we're about 50 metres from that wall. Behind me, we're about 50 metres from a row of trees. One of the first things we're supposed to do is I'll walk a sensible distance away, Ollie will remain with the drone, and Ollie will confirm that I have good control, and that confirms that the radio link is working properly.
How far are you now?
About 50 metres.
Works well.
I think one of the major problems is that the technology is moving much faster than the regulations can keep up with it. And so that's the challenge around people strapping cameras to them and people modding their drones so that their drones can go further than they're supposed to be able to go and can be flown out of line of sight and all this kind of stuff. And that's the big challenge.